Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking the inner champion, no matter what you're facing. You know that feeling when you stand at the starting line, or maybe even just before a big presentation, and a little voice in your head starts whispering all sorts of doubts? What if I mess up? Am I really good enough? Maybe it's better to just sit this one out. Well, trust me, you're not alone. Self-doubt is a universal beast, especially when the stakes feel high. But today, we're going to tackle it head-on and learn how to silence that inner critic once and for all. Here's the deal. Self-doubt isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can be a signal that you care about doing your best, pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone. The key is to manage it, not let it manage you. Think of it like this. Doubt is just an unwelcome guest at the party of your mind. You don't need to kick them out, but you definitely don't want them hogging all the spotlight and throwing shade on your amazingness. So how do we handle that? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind when self-doubt starts creeping in. First, reframe your thoughts. Ever heard the saying thoughts become things? Well, it's true. When those negative voices start piping up, challenge them head on. Replace "I can't do this" with "this is going to be tough, but I'm capable of learning and growing." Shifting your perspective can make a world of difference. Second, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions, your effort, and your attitude. Instead of dwelling on things outside your sphere of influence, channel your energy into the things you can actually impact. Think about it. Are you putting in the practice? Are you learning from your mistakes? Those are the things that truly matter. Third, celebrate small wins. Don't wait for grand victories to feel good about yourself. Acknowledge and celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Did you nail that tricky drill? Did you show up even when you didn't feel like it? Give yourself a high five. Those little moments add up and build your confidence over time. Fourth, find inspiration in others. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, challenge you to grow, and believe in you. Talk to athletes who have overcome adversity, read inspiring stories, or even just connect with friends and family who know your strengths. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. And finally, be kind to yourself. We all mess up sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, view them as learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep going. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Think about the last big game you played or maybe even a presentation you had to give. Were you nervous? Did that self-doubt creep in? Maybe you felt pressure from your teammates, your coach, or even just yourself. And how did you handle it? Did you let those doubts paralyze you, or did you push through them and give it your all? I bet you've got stories where you faced self-doubt head-on and came out stronger on the other side. Remember that feeling of accomplishment when you prove to yourself and maybe even others that you are capable of amazing things. That's what we're talking about, turning those doubts into fuel, using them to power your performance and achieve your goals. So remember, self-doubt is a part of the journey, but it doesn't have to define you. By reframing your thoughts, focusing on what you can control, celebrating small wins, finding inspiration in others, and being kind to yourself, you can silence that inner critic and unleash your true potential. Now go out there and show the world what you're made of. And if you want more tips on crushing self-doubt and becoming a champion both on and off the field, leave a comment below or share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. We're all in this together. Let's keep inspiring each other every day. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.